Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
We had us a great, I think yesterday overall was just a fantastic day. I saw our sister Booker do fantastic things yesterday. I mean, fantastic. She did a wonderful job in that keynote, and Phil, ever so ready, had great questions for her as well. I didn't necessarily understand that platform because I could only see me as participant in the things. So I couldn't see who all was there, just the things, but I could tell there was a lot of people there, and it was great. Now, today we want to talk about movement for the advancement of others. Still in our movement is not progress. Now we need to move in the manner which it advances others. And there's three people high on my radar. She will be glad she's one of them. Margie and Stradivari. There you go. Sorry, Shea, Margie and Stradivari, and I want to do some clever things. That's what we want to say there, Jerome. I want to do some clever things because we're a clever people. We are peculiar people, priesthood of believer. I just like messing with you.
All right, Don't get started now, Antonio. You dipping again. Double dipper.
I know. She called me that yesterday on that video. Yeah. I just like messing with you, folk. Well, here's an idea, Arshia, of what I've been talking about for the Bureau of Influential Individuals. There we go, finally. So as you can see, yes, that's clap-worthy. Well, it's clap-worthy. Sure is. So if you was to come here, let me put y'all up here. I can't see y'all. If you were come to philandsusanteach.com, you would see, well, let's see what you would see. What would you see? Oh, look at that. Crucial Conversations. Look at that. With Evelyn Booker. And then you'd see something here. Oh, and look at this. You see a video. Even the PDF. Look at that. And then a pretty good write-up underneath the... if I'm not mistaken, because I was trying to listen to every word, and I'm pretty active listener. She covered the first three chapters, I believe, on Tuesday as well. So I think we added an extra three after that. So let's recap. Of course, there's your video. Let's see what this is.
Evelyn Booker is president of EBO Consulting.
And then, of course, you come her talking right here with her power and her keynote.
I want you to just think about these areas for a minute. You
can't have everybody talking. But that is what we're talking about on the Bureau of Influential Individuals, Phil and Susan Teach. Okay, so you go back to the homepage, what you see front and center are these cute little squares, kind of crucial conversations, your subconscious activity, and then Shannon lessons for the kids. And there's so much more. It's like 1,000 more to go. And of course, posted by Susan Sorrentino. And Susan Sorrentino wrote those write-ups too. All right, there you go. And then in addition to that, of course, you can come right here to the thingy here. We were discussing this yesterday, how effective it was and how we do it in all things tech. If you wasn't there, I'll give you a 5-second crash course. Notice that this website is different. This website consists of a landing page and a blog. Not necessarily a website the way you would see, think, know, or do. However, when you click this here, we'll just click this one, you get a link. You do this link, and this link becomes, we'll just go to LinkedIn real quick. This link becomes postable anywhere. And then once you create a post, here's the link. You hit enter right quick, and then a meta graph will pop up. And then you have some sort of picture that will pop up concerning this post. And then where does it take you back to? Let's try it again. Look, what does that say right there? It's real small. I know it's small.
PhilandSusanTeach.com.
Aha. Aha. All right, this is what it looks like. You post videos or whatever you do. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. Okay, whatever you do, whether you post videos, walk tight ropes, do jokes, comedic run, sing to get discovered, whatever that may be. Your goal, your immediate, highly sought after goal should be bringing people back to what you own and control. Now, could we send them to YouTube, Jerome? Sure we can. But I think it's safe to say YouTube is doing well. I think they could, you know, they can go without the 1,000 people a month, you know, purchasing towards Phil and Susan. You know, they can go without it. You understand? They can go without it. Things like that. So just to wrap up this one section, I'm using this as a I'm framing your thinking. Yes, ma'am.
Before you wrap that up, in the cart, you know, the offer on there, do you have a Word document of that so that I can make a little?
Oh, yeah, sure. We'll get it to you.
Yeah, I was just wondering that.
No, we'll get it to you before the call is over. We got you. There's no problem at all. Okay.
And I don't know if like that on the front of our website, that clip of Phil speaking, I think it's a short one there on the front of our website. If you need anything like that,
Yeah, I sure will.
Pictures of us with some of the legends and things like that. I didn't know what you might need to have that, but you know, just go over to our website and you can
look and see. I sure will. And we'll put that, yes, ma'am. And we'll put that like on the about page. We'll probably say something clever like, I don't know us or something. You know, I have no idea. But exactly.
Well, there's some, we have some testimonials on there, like for coaching, like for me, more for coaching.
Absolutely.
And like that. So just check it out and see what you think. We're like really excited about that. And
That's good. That's good.
Everyone else that is moving along, it's very exciting and it's fulfilling our purpose.
Well, amen. And there it is. There is the theme of today. Fulfilling the purpose of others is what we're talking about. There's the theme of today. No, thank you. I definitely will. Movement for the advancement of others, you have to make, and this is I don't know how, there's no clever way to say this, there's no political way to say it, and it's not a bad thing. It's the only way I can do it, Jerome, is direct. You have to always make sure, though, you're making that person look good. Like, that's the point. You know what I'm saying? And that's the point. And you have to accept their brand. It doesn't matter if it's your goal, it's their brand. And sometimes me and Anthony and Deanna were conversing greatly about the plan for Adrian and all great stuff. And we were talking about that yesterday. And you have to realize people have their preference. You understand? People have their preference. And you should always have them have the opportunity to see their preference on what they love. Without that, no matter how beautiful it is, they're probably not going to like it. That makes a lot of sense. You know, that makes a lot of sense. People want to see their fingerprint. And it could get really, really violent if I do something for Ashia and it doesn't have a fingerprint on it. She's going to feel like it's not her. I'm just using her as an example. She's going to feel like it's not hers. And how do you grow something that's not yours? How do you wash a car you don't like? How do you keep something whole and healed that you can't stand? You just don't. You just don't. So people, you don't. You need to see your fingerprint on there. So I'm glad. Make sure, Grace, one of y'all, make sure before the meeting is over, this one, make sure, because it's nothing just to go copy and paste and then put the document. Can you do it? All right. Yeah, I was going to send it. Make it a word, though. Don't forget to convert it to word because we got Max. Well, they got Max. She wants probably the long write-up. So she can, she might want to ask. I just sent her a message. Oh, you sent it to her yesterday? Okay. Grace sent it to you yesterday. You probably just didn't get the email or see the email. It's probably in spam or something. Okay, but if you don't see it, Susan, we'll do it again.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's a good day. It's a good day when you can put smiles on people's faces, right? It's a good day. I'll show you. There's another guy. So I had Deanna call Grace. I had Deanna call Arshia or text Arshia yesterday because we want to do some supplements with her. I had put it on the back burner because something else that is more lucrative, but what's more lucrative, she don't feel like doing. And that's proper. I need y'all to get that. Just because something is well don't mean it's well for you. Let the church say amen. Just because it is well does not mean it is well for you. And I tell you, a lot of times, it goes both ways. A lot of times leaders have amazing ideas and people are like, but I don't want to do that. Like, it's a great idea, but when you change my department, I didn't like it. You know, things like that. You know what I'm saying? And opposite, a department leader or somebody would have a great idea and think that the, this happens all the time, you think the leader's taking too long or the leader is not doing your idea. The truth is, that leader said, that's a great idea, Arshia. The problem is, I don't have the personnel that's going to take it seriously. So if I do it, it's going to blow up terribly and we're not going to like it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you can have a great idea, but if you don't have the personnel passionate enough to pull it off, it's not a great idea. It's a terrible idea for sure. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, I believe it boils down to taking ownership.
Yeah.
You know, have you ever washed a rental car?
I've never. What a great example that was. Yeah, never washed a rental. Would I ever? No, you could pay me to wash a rental. I don't wash my car. You're definitely going to pay me to wash a rental car. No, that makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense as well. The Phil and Susan teaches in that manner, it's because kindly, you should steal or put a high grade of gas in the rental car, as Will Law said. You should still expect the universe to bless you after you serve somebody. Now, don't take that, it's the truth. Don't take it too far, though. We're not talking about the motives of you and your ego. We're talking about the consistency of God. I feel like I'm saying something, Jerome. you should if you bow to others, there is a reward for you instantly unlocked. I believe your text, Jerome, says, humble yourself before the Lord and you will be exalted, I believe is what it says. You understand? And each time that you do that, there is always an exaltation for you. Some of you, like Susan again, have so much selfless servitude locked in places that it's coming back. And it's going to come back in a manner that you have no choice but to say, God is good. I was trying to figure out another way to say it, Jerome, but every time I get stuck, that's my default phrase. That's my default phrase. And it's coming. And everything is like that. And their sight is set up for conversion, not in a manipulative way, but how do you take the original, let me just show you this website again. How do you take the original humor consultants and then send people to YouTube about it? Oh, there we go. This one here. See, the original humor consultants. You don't take the original humor consultants, Prophet Jerry, and then take people everywhere else but where it started from. I'm not saying that they can't meet people where they are. I'm just saying that if you got Wayne Dyer, then you need to act like you got Wayne Dyer. You understand what I'm saying? There's just something there that needs to be said. So everything they've ever done, it can't be everything, but because they've done way more, it's front and center on theirs. And then when you mosey around and click another button, it just happens to be a flagship program, theirs. and the opportunity to speak, hear, touch, and love them every Monday and Tuesday on one place. And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. So when, and all the classes are there and their courses are there. And I'm not just talking about, I'm not talking about them. I'm using them to talk to all of you. You need to be less humble about your relationship with God. Allow me to explain. You say to yourself, Arshia, that's all right, God gonna take care of it. You know what? So were you. So were you. And you should have an email list. And you should have a learning management system. And you should have lead magnets to magnetize people to your light so they can then join your email list, take your courses. Your Stripe should be set up for your bank account. Your business entity should be set up for tax purposes. So when God is good, God is using those vehicles you have set up. Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody need to hear that. Trusting God doesn't mean not doing what's necessary for your business. All right, sir. I'm not trying to bother nobody. Go ahead, Phil. You're probably saving me right here.
Well, in The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale, he tells them a story, and I've said this before on the calls, but maybe somebody else wasn't on it, about this creature is going down the road and he sees this beautiful farm. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. The rows are perfect order. The barn is painted. The fences are mended. It's just, it's okay. There's a garden out back that's beautiful. And the preacher just, it was so amazing. He stopped. And then just by coincidence, the farmer comes by and the preacher says, Mr. Farmer, you have got a beautiful farm. And the farmer says, well, thank you, Reverend. I'm very kind of you. He said, no, I mean, you really have a good farm. Do you get down on your knees and thank the good Lord every day? He goes, well, of course I do, preacher. No, I mean, do you really get down on your knees and thank the Lord every day? He goes, well, of course. No. Do you really humble yourself and thank God every day? And the farmer says, yeah, Mr. Preacher, but I also think back to what this farm looked like when God had it all to himself.
Exactly. So that is one untilled ground that was had. That was half for sure. To conclude this little section here on the Phil and Susan teach and frame your thinking, I want you all to be, I want you to stack the deck in your favor. There you go. There is a really good phrase there. Winners stack the decks in their favor. And that's true. That's true. You don't have an Olympic sprinter do nothing for 4 years and then say, you know what? God got me. No, that is not how that works. I need you to get that Olympic sprinters, swimmers, whoever, the person who came in fourth place did all that for nothing. I don't mean to be so dramatic, but I can assure you when you get fourth place, you feel like that. There's no medal. 4 years, do you understand 4 years of sacrificing, not just your body, Jerome, but you can't eat what you want to eat. You can't drink what you want to drink. You can't associate with your friends. You have no life for 4 years. You have to watch the herbs you put in your body, the how many carbs you have to, for swimmers, they have to do the sensory depriving activities. For sprinters, they have to tear down their bodies and their muscles, and they do all these things. And in 0.4 seconds, they miss. And I don't know about you, but I'm gonna tell you about me, Prophet Jerry. In 0.4 seconds, my brain is going to say, remember that one time Susan told you not to eat that candy and you did? There's your 0.4 seconds right there. Third place didn't eat that candy. Remember you said, I'm going to take off. It's raining. This one day won't hurt. 0.1 seconds. It hurt. Winners consistently stack the decks in their favor. And that's what I'm telling you to do with your brand. Is that okay? All right. If you didn't get fired up right there, you should be no CEO. You shouldn't. You should not. If you didn't get fired up, you should not be in business. That's for sure. Margie is next on my list. I need one person, maybe two. Grace, I want to start with Margie tomorrow. So can you text her or something? I want you to record her tomorrow.
Okay.
I need one person, limited series. I've got like 50 things to do with Margie because I had such great ideas last week. It's actually three, but I need one person. Like, you know what a limited series is? It's something like 8 episodes, 3 episodes, and that's all it does. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Someone, now here's the deal. This is easy. This is not for ATS. This is for Margie and Margie's business. Am I making this clear?
Yes.
All right. This is not for ATS. This is for Margie and Margie's business and her brand and her passion. She's not even here, yet God is representing her. Y'all gonna make me do it.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't you act like God ain't been in rooms you didn't go into.
Sir.
Don't get me started now. Mm-hmm. Don't get me started. And she's not even here, and she is being represented. I need one person, maybe two, doesn't matter, to ask questions to her of why, at her tender age of 27, she is so interested in cryptocurrency. Because that's a big deal. And I think we ought to. How many of you have a problem like me? You move so much, win so much, conquer so much, doesn't matter, however you want to process it. And you never pause and appreciate what just happened. Who else?
Me.
It's Jerome, Law. Yeah. Pretty much achievers do this. You know what I'm saying? Achievers pretty much do this. And I told when Tempest passed her exam certification last Thursday, yes, thank you so much, Law. Well, she has another one today at 4 o'clock, y'all, Central Standard Time. There's another day. When she passed her exam last Thursday, her certification, I told her, don't make my mistake. She was crying. And of course, I was the first person to call. She FaceTimed. She was crying. And I told her, enjoy this. It was like 11 o'clock. So enjoy it. And I want you to pause. I want you to cry. Don't cry while driving, though. No, don't cry while driving. I said, I need you to see. You get home. I want you to tell your mom. I want you to start all over and enjoy telling your mama this same story. And don't curve no details. Put them tears back up. And listen, your mama ain't going to understand anything you're talking about. You hear me? She don't know no cyber or no security. She just know her baby did something good. God is good. You know what I'm saying? That's all she gonna know. You give her all them tears, is what I told her. And I said, you pause. Y'all listen to me. And I said, at 5 o'clock, I want you to get pissed off again. Because she had another certification in 6 days. I told her, don't make my mistakes. Pause, enjoy, celebrate. But at 5 o'clock, you ain't did nothing. One game ain't winning the championship. Two more left. Y'all don't want to hear me. It's two more left. This is 3 out of 3, not 1 out of 3. But for right now, I want you to be happy. Unicorns, honey, roses. But at five, I need you to go straight Kobe Bryant, mama mentality. I need y'all to do the same thing with your business. Sugar already volunteered, so that's good then. I didn't expect somebody. So Sugar, so Grace is going to be Sugar and Margie and you, Grace. Three episodes of just asking questions. Let me help you. First episode, you might want to write this down. Y'all all might want to write this down. Whenever I don't know what to do, I default on one thing, Kim. What was it like before? Episode two. So what changed? What got you here? Episode three. What is life like now after the thing that got you here? And if you, I'll give you a bonus right after this. And if you don't know what I just did, that, my friends, is how y'all evangelize. If you do it properly. If you evangelize properly, doesn't matter what you evangelize it to. If you do it properly, not the, you know, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That may not be the best way to communicate with La Lo Holt on this wonderful Thursday morning. Okay, don't forget he's from New York. And you know, they're not shy about keeping their peace. You understand? He's a New Yorker. That may not be the way. Here is how you evangelize to your business. Because here's the deal, Kim. You ain't gonna be no millionaire. They can argue that. You don't know how to do nothing. They can argue that. You don't know nothing about no marketing. They can argue that. Your book ain't gonna be no good. They can argue any fact you bring at them. But what they can never argue, Kim, is you used to be this. Help me, somebody. And now you're this.
Amen.
Nobody can ever take away your testimony. Oof, I'm sorry. I'm getting started too early.
They cannot take that away.
Cannot. Your testimony is always bulletproof. And come on, somebody. Your testimony is always bulletproof. You hear me? And I don't need your pastor to be this or that or your business to convert me. Nope. Now, listen, I don't know if I'm the best business around. I can just tell you, before I started my business, this is how my life was. See, I'm going through the process now. You see me? Going through the process. And at some point, something happened. This is what happened. And I just couldn't take it no more. Come on, help me, somebody. And I decided I was going in business for myself. I decided I was going to write this book about my daughter. I decided I was going to be a blogger because my sixth grade teacher told me I'd never be able to write. Most writers start off that way. And then now you're there. Right after that, after you get to the reason why I'm moving to Texas, you understand? And then you hit a whip. How's life after you move, Law? Well, you know what? I own 16 apartment complexes. And once you say that, I'm not allowed to deny your business is good. Your decision went well. Do you understand? Some of you aren't converting customers, whatever, because you ain't finished your testimony. Sister Booker, I think I'm talking some sense today. Mm-hmm. Right? You finish your testimony. And here's the deal. You don't need to have a finished testimony to give your testimony. If you are still in, I'm here because it's painful, but I'm still here is a testimony.
Watch it, Bishop.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm feeling it.
Miss Antonio.
Yes, ma'am.
You were asking about Miss Margie and why she's investing in crypto. It's called wisdom at her tender age.
There it is. It's wisdom indeed. Let me tell you something, y'all. Prophet Jerry has not finished his walking testimony, but he's still here. Help me, somebody. Do you understand how many people he could get to follow him because he's still here? Let me show you what it looks like. Hey, everybody. Not my best day, but I'm still here. Do I need to do it again? I'm not all the way motivated, but if you give me 30 minutes, I won't look like this. I'll feel better. That's sugar three episodes, Grace. Do you got me?
I wrote them down. Yes, sir.
Okay. By the way, Deanna paid the office bills, so you can rest. You can rest and be grateful.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Very appreciative. Thank you so much.
Yes. You don't have to remember no more. She did it, I don't know, what, 20 minutes ago? Something. Anyway, either way, them folk got the money. You understand? They got their money. They got their money. Their customer acquisition is still working. It's still working. That's Margie. So three episodes. Grace, please text her, let her know that she got a bunch of shows, but the first one is a limited series of three episodes, just splitting in that section, and y'all can go as long as you want. That's irrelevant. Just trust me, you let Sugar get the microphone.
I sure will.
It's gone.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I need to do.
It's going to stop being about crypto real soon.
Okay, because all I'm going to have to do is ask that first question. Hey, Ms. Margie, what was it like before you invested in crypto? And then Sugar going to take it from there. That's all I know.
Okay, all right. But I want you to talk too. I want both of
you.
But you know what? Let me not say that. I want you to follow the energy. If you gotta facilitate, you facilitate. You understand what I'm saying? If you jump in, you jump in. Just make sure she shines. That's all right then. Good. Arshia. Where's she at? Oh, she at work, but was she around here somewhere? Oh, she probably had disconnect, but we still going. Oh, there she is. There she is right there. She's like, I ain't missing my blessings. I'm just hiding my phone. Folk walking around here. You inside the state. I got you. Deanna, I want to put you in charge of, I want both of y'all to work together because the supplements are fantastic. We already got it with her label on it. You understand what I'm saying? Right now, I just need you to choose how you want to help people. You understand? Like, in my case, when I have no idea how. Yeah, I guess so. Since I'm so dark, it takes a little bit for the sun to get in. You know. As soon as I say this, and get ready to unmute your mic, Susie. I'm about to bring up nutrition. And get ready. And when I went to the doctor, my blood came back fantastic, as usual. Because thank you so much. Fantastic, because you know, man, I eat well and now for sure, nothing wrong except for one thing. My vitamin D was low. And which is strange in Houston with all this sun. The sun lives in Houston. Not sure if y'all know that.
I was getting ready to say, that's kind of...
Antonio, you can't get enough vitamin D from the sun unless you're out all the time.
Right.
You get a little vitamin D and it's absorbed, but you need to take a vitamin D3 and get a real high quality one, and you need 5,000.
Okay, the good thing is they sent me the best one, so the good thing is he took care of it. He sent me the supplement. I think it's what's talking about, the 5,000.
Is it 5,000? Yeah, you need, yeah, we take it at night instead of in the morning. Oh, you know, I separate mine. I do my B12 and that stuff in the morning. And the vitamin D. Right there. Yeah, vitamin D. I mean, and the D is at night. That way it's kind of, it's relaxing type of one to take. Mm-hmm. So just separate your vitamins sometimes too, but also take the B12.
Okay. Yes, yes, definitely. Got to get that shot of energy, you understand? I don't know if y'all need me with more energy, though. I'm not sure if that's why.
Woo, Jesus.
I'm not sure if a wired up Antonio is wise, but, you know, Susan says, so we're going to do. Susan said, reason I did that, Arshia, because vitamin D seems to be a seller. You know what I'm saying? And here's my thought process. If sugar sells spices, and you call yourself a servant, and you're buying spices like sugars, but not from sugar, you forgot to serve on your way to going to buy them spices.
That was good.
if you know, like, don't you go out there and post who's got a speaker bureau. You know God doggone well who got one. Failing Susan Sorrentino. You understand? You don't need to ask. just call Grace. Call Frieda. She'll send you in the right direction. You understand? If you need an article, if you need the guest feature in the blog, worry not. Guess who wants to write about you? Guess who wants you to guest feature? Renee. She's looking for content. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to be sexy and chocolate, well, that's law. You wave his hand. You can't. I mean, Kim trying to give you a run for your money, though, law. But you still hold the crown, sir. You still hold the crown. There you go. You still hold the crown. What do you call it? Said when you said laid back law. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's it. Kim, you're doing well, but law is he's held the record for the 1,893 days now.
Okay,
you can have it. There it is. Arshia, I just need you. Well, you just need you to pick your supplements according to, and this is important now because I'm not just. Let's before we get to Arshia, let's rewind. Phil and Susan Teach had intention. Remember, it's a movement for the advancement of others. Sounds like the NAACP. You know, like movement for the advancement of others should be with intention. It should be to be blessed. It should be to convert. Remember what I said at the beginning, I don't want you to take that so far where you distort your motives, because this is a world of manifestation. It's not a world of manipulation. Those who manifest do without much effort. Those who manipulate do with a great amount of effort and have to continuously protect that energy as long as that manipulation is in existence. Trust me, we've all been in some sort of relationship with someone or something in which we had to protect far too long. Okay, don't fool me now. Thank you, ladies, for being honest. You understand. Mm-hmm. You know, these men got too much pride. You understand, though. You understand. The Margie was with intention. Could be to store up, but we're cleverly starting with her story, but without telling her story. It's in a limited series to where she can weave in things, whatever it may be. We know it's going to end. Let me tell you why I wanted to do it this way, Jerome. It's actually common sense. when you give people a platform, they typically tell a story. How many of y'all know about this here? How many of you have been in a seminar, open up for Q&A, and then it's always one person, actually it's not more than one, it's like one times 16 people. They go, thank you so much, Mr. Les Brown. Before I get my question, I just want to explain a few things. I know I'm talking. Then they make their question their platform. We've all seen it. We've all seen it, right? We've all seen it. So since I know she's going to do that, we're going to orchestrate it to be that way. And after the limited series, no more need. All right, then. See that? That's real slick, ain't it? That's real slick. Intention. Intention. Arshia now, Queen Genix. What does that mean? What does it stand for? What do you stand for? Because whatever you pick now, this is why I didn't do your website. She kept asking, my website. You better be glad I didn't do it. Because we'd be undoing it. You understand? We'll be undoing it. Yes, we're going to cut up in Texas for sure. We'll be undoing it. And our shit's not too far away too, though. Whatever you pick, yours is going to be a little, well, everybody's the same, but yours is different. I need you to tap into the light I've been teaching you to grasp. And I need you to know that a supplement is simulating meditation. And ain't nothing wrong with that now. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It has its place. It's like, you know, Jerome says, well, I believe in God. Well, your leg is broken in five places, Jerome. God is going to heal me. No. How about you put this morphine in, Jerome, and let God work to that morphine? How about that?
You gotta get an orthopedist while you in.
Okay.
Antonio, people pick the product, and then when they pick that product on that supplement, let them give a short story why that supplement is helpful for them, and good. Build it around them.
Good,
because it's not about me, it's about them.
No, well, you still need an inventory. So I like what you said. My brain interpreted your genius into this here. If y'all could throw in the chat, unmute your mics, Deanna, get ready to write down fast. Grace, write down fast. What supplements do we use? We heard B12, D, vitamin D. What else do y'all use? Who you?
Iron.
Iron. What else was it?
Zinc. Potassium.
Melatonin.
Potassium.
Magnesium.
What did you say, Kim?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C. Yeah, that's... Every time you use the bathroom, that come right on out. Every time you pee.
Prebiotics.
Prebiotics, yep. You know, you might. Probiotics, okay. You might as well
put pre-workout.
Okay, so stuff for workouts too. But you might as well go ahead and do the pregnancy pills. Might as well.
Prenatal, yeah.
Prenatal, mm-hmm. Might as well. I know women that take prenatal pills just so they.
We would like to thank our friends over at NordPass for supporting this episode of B2B from A to Z. See, being an entrepreneur, there are passwords everywhere. Bank accounts, CRMs, email accounts, and much more. And being a person with an everyday life adds even more passwords to track. It's easy to forget a password, have a weak password, or use the same password across multiple accounts because it's easier. Well, NordPass had all of this in mind. NordPass is more than a password manager. It's the essential cybersecurity tool that makes everyone's life easier and safer. I had bank account cards showing up to my home that I didn't apply for, and this bothered me a lot, like I mean majorly. I had to call the banks, report it to the credit bureaus, and I changed every password that I could remember. See, if I had NordPass at the time, I wouldn't have even had to worry about this. But now that I have NordPass, I don't even worry about it at all. See, NordPass is a simple, easy-to-use, and very secure password manager created by the cybersecurity experts who built NordVPN, the Advanced Online Security and Privacy app trusted by more than 14 million users worldwide. And not only are your passwords in one place, you're also safe from being hacked, identity theft, and much more. See, with NordPass, you can have all your passwords in one place. You can generate secure passwords that you don't have to worry about being hacked. You can securely store your credit card information, your personal details. And NordPass is a zero-knowledge password manager, which means that no one else but you can see what's in your encrypted vault. Not even the NordPass team can see it. So get an exclusive NordPass deal plus one additional month for free at www.nordpass.com/xxxxx or use the code B2B at checkout. Again, that's nordpass.com/xxxxx, five X's, or use the code B2B at checkout.
They ain't know when they're pregnant.
That's right. It strengthens your nails because of the what's that stuff you guys that's in there? I know I see the name, but I forget because it's biotin that's in it.
Yeah, three blackest biotin. Country people all was like, yep, you know. Me and Renee was like,
No. But I have taken stuff for biotin and stuff to strengthen your nails and your hair. I have done that.
That's it. You know, us men don't have to do nothing for our nails, our lashes. They just outgrow you women just because God has a sense of humor. You understand? It just happens. It just, tomorrow my nails will be super thick and long and white for no reason. And if I say I'm gonna lose weight, I just lost 10 pounds for no reason at all. Just
yeah, and I hate it.
All right, so there you go. We got a good list for our share, right? Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. We took your genius response, and now we know where to go. So y'all get together sometime today-ish and work it out. Cool? Now, here's the problem I'm running with, too, with Happy and Secure. I can't get Happy and Secure. It's working fine. There's nothing wrong. That's the bra company. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just I can't scale it without danger. There is something terrible about having. Well, this is a good question. I'm going to try to make Arshia avoid this problem. The inventory, the money it takes to it's called working capital. You know what I'm saying? The working capital needed, which isn't much. My genius wants to scale beyond the working capital. Everybody follow what I'm saying so far? But the problem is the working capital is, it's not a problem, it's there, but I can't, if I scale, I scale the expenses too. Every time we scale, yes, sir.
Answer me a question.
Yeah.
Why can't you come up with another product or another entity that does not require, because when you're talking about the bra itself, there are too many moving parts without giving the satisfaction, which right. increases the amount of money. Right. But if you can put something else with that, with So Happy and Grateful, that will pay for that extra, then it doesn't cost you anything.
That's right.
And the company will grow. I learned that from you.
So did.
So let something else and let it be something that is affiliated or something that relates to women or to bras that will that people will just like this be on top of, and right. it's paying for what you have to do because you know this deal with the bras is big. It's a big deal. If you can wrap your hands around it, but that costs money. So you got to come up with a product that's going to give you the money so you can wrap your hands around that bra. Come on,
man. You sound like you went to the Lord last night and got dosed with some business classes and came back down with a word. You are absolutely right. There's the, you know, now,
of course, I have a question. Yes. Do I get my bras this month?
Yes. Yes, we got 9 behind. We 9 behind. That's for sure. We just got the order today. And you one of those 9. The of course, my man Anthony gonna say, I told you about them panties, Tonio. I told you, right? You know,
I was just being quiet, but you ain't one listening to me. See, I can, especially the string one in the back. Oh, Lord have mercy. Now, I got a couple other things I can say about put on there with that bra, but it probably, they probably won't. You probably, you can't have it because this is streaming live. I don't
Yeah. No, Jerome, you're 100% correct. You're 100% correct, and you stopped my thinking. You stopped me thinking. I need you to. We need a cross sale that. Do you want fries with that? That bounces. That offsets the capital. It's not that we can't. This is. I'm trying to save you from this, Archie. Okay. If you just because you hire more salespeople don't mean you make more money. You actually acquire more expenses. Just because you open up a second restaurant don't mean you're making more money. You got a second restaurant, more of expenses. And the businessman I am, I refuse. Anthony said yesterday, deficit spending. I just refuse. I refuse deficit spending. It's just not something that's in my spirit. I just don't like it. It's just not something I want to do ever, 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 Tatiana. Just ever. The idea of spending to break even or spending tomorrow's money to buy today's products.
It's against the one of the seven laws of money cometh.
There you go. It's against one of the seven laws of money cometh. Real talk. And you just make sure, I would make sure you avoid the mistakes. Well, it's not mistakes. It's just the business model. Right. And so now we need to add what Jerome said to offset that business model. I've explained it well, but let me just tell you, and I've tried to be very transparent with everybody so you can learn. It ain't wrong. It's working fine. But working fine shouldn't mean losing profit margin or maintaining. See, we're not growing. We're getting more customers, but not growing. Somebody needed to hear that for sure. And it's to the point to where I don't want another customer. And to, like stop. Y'all stay away. You know, I'm trying to get the sugar. Stay away. You know what I'm saying? Because each customer comes with that deficit. And it's just fine. And then it's a self-containing system containing itself, but we're not in business to be containing ourselves. We're in business to have pet dolphins and you know, parakeets and parrots.
80-foot yachts.
80-foot yachts, you understand? We're in business to have a cook, a chef, and a masseuse. And I don't know the difference between a cook and a chef, but I'm sure Sugar will tell me. And I want somebody, you know, I want my chef to have an assistant.
I can hook you up on all of them.
There you go. There's a difference. She said it's a difference. That's right. Let me tell you something. I want my butler to have a butler. Y'all ain't. It's just only me and Law is just lavish. You know what I'm saying? If he wasn't under the weather, you understand. Listen, I want my butler to have a butler. I want my butler to have a butler. You understand? And that's how much money we're talking about. Like, hey, butler, you're working too hard. Tell your butler to get what I want from what I want when I want it. That's what we want. That's what we're in business for. We're not in business to be middle class. And then lastly, Stradivari. Actually, I don't even need to talk about him. I already got him. He good. He good. Stradivari, if you can hear me, you good. There you go. He good. I got all this stuff. You ain't got
I definitely can hear you. I definitely can hear you.
There you go. Yeah, you in the good arms. You in the good arms. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Yeah, you ain't got nothing. I got about 5-6 things for you, just me and you. So you ain't got nothing to worry about at all. But you might want to bring Tatiana along with one or two of them. You might want to. All right then. So there it is. There it is. The only thing you're doing wrong right now, Tatiana, is you stop the curls, but that's all right. It looked good straight too. There you go. It's gonna curl back up. It's gonna automatically curl back up for no reason. It's just gonna curl. You know what I mean? You had to wrap it up to stay straight. That's straight. Moving for the advancement of others. Let me bring up Adrian real quick. Is she still okay? Cool. You straight. But this isn't wrong. I have a question for you though, Adrian. Can you unmute? Not sure if she's not. Here. Okay, cool. Oh, was that her?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What else do you want? And that's not coming from me. I was in meditation and I was told that you want something. What else do you want? Besides the cover, besides getting started, besides all that, that's irrelevant. What else do you want? I want to give it to you. That's why I'm asking.
I want the establishment.
Okay, that actually makes sense and sound like something you would have said. Deal. I know what to do. Okay, got you. Do you mind if I build something and give it to you?
No, I don't. But you have to remember who you're dealing with, so you got to build something that I can get behind. I'm just being honest. Shit, you're building a lot of stuff.
Get him,
bro.
Adrian. Get him, girl.
But if you're building it for me, you got to be like, you know what I mean? Like you started the call.
Yep.
The things that aren't really from you, it's hard for, like,
that's fair.
If I have regurgitated something, then I can go to the hills with it because it's mine. I did it.
Well, so let's do it. Nah, I got you. I got you 100%. What about a program designed to help goons through tough times that as soon as you finish a song, your very movement is the beginning of that program?
I like that. Sounds okay. Good.
Then I already built it then because I did it for a celebrity I know. And I was telling said person, yes, change is good, Tatiana. You look good. I was just joking with you. You look great. I said, when you get off stage, that's the real part of your keynote. And you don't do that. I have an idea. That's what I said. I have an idea. Adrian, when you get off stage, whatever stage is, and I don't mean to reduce your evangelism, your God or your platform as a stage. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I know there's sacred ground every time you stand up, and I respect that. But there are precious moments for all of you that when you get off stage, there is something that can happen. Let me explain me. The first, and I get this from the Baptist church, and I just hypered it. I just built a system around it. And this might not even be a Baptist church. It might be a Black church thing. It might be that. When the preacher is finished, the preacher has one job: to come out that pulpit, go in front of it, and greet everybody, no matter how long it take. Am I lying, Grace? This is okay. So it's definitely a Black church thing. All right, your job is make yourself friendly. And it comes from the, I gotta explain a lot. I'll try to do it in 5 minutes. Folk of one color say, you know what? We don't want to worship with y'all no more. Let's separate. Other folks say, cool. Well, then let's, right? Who, well, here's Anthony and them. They can preach. Cool. And then separation happened. And that separation still stands today, by the way. Still stands today. This isn't about separation. Now you have folk who can't read. It sounds like 1600 again, all over again, or 1200 AD, or, you know. And they can hear, but since they can't read the word of God that was just spoken, the next best thing law is to touch it. If I could just touch. Okay. So the preacher would stand so everyone could catch the energy, get the oil, the anointing, while it was still running hot. This is where this comes from, okay? This is where this comes from. Now that we got that explained, I can wrap it up. Adrian, what if your book started after every service? That's definitely, if you can't get behind that, then I don't know what I'm doing.
No, that sounds right.
Okay, all right, dude.
That sounds all about right. Yeah.
Okay, dude. All right, dude. That lets me, then when you get your cover, it will reflect that. In addition to that, this is what you do. I got it written down, I got it memorized. Every time that you speak, I'm gonna make sure you get it. Do you have a giving talk? Do you have a giving talk?
What is a giving talk? I don't.
Right. I got you. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
Giving talk.
Go ahead, Phil.
The answer to that question is, would you like a giving talk?
Yeah.
I figured that would be the next thing that we was going to go to. I didn't know what it was.
Exactly. I didn't either until I got you. I got you for sure. What's, oh, Victoria. Victoria Osteen. Hold on real quick. Let me try this real quick. I think that may be it. All right, I'm trying to look for. There's a section. I don't want to do that, but I do want to do it. Don't want to do it, but I do want to do it. I'm gonna show you. So this is gonna take another 11 minutes, and then we'll be done, because this video is 8 minutes long. Another 11 minutes, and we're done. But let me see. Let me just make sure. Make sure this is it. Yep, hold on. Let me see something real quick.
Tried to ignore the fact that I didn't have what that man needed.
Y'all can hear this, right?
I realized I do. I have a yes. word.
All right, then. This is exactly what I'm looking for. But we'll come, we're gonna come to this. We're gonna come to this. Victoria's really, 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 really good at this. What I'm suggesting for Adrian is to have a program that never ends. Every book needs some books need an accompanying program. And the way you get that is while the fire is hot, they're gonna say, you did it. I really needed that. I really needed that, Pastor Adrian. You understand? That was for me. And right there begins her program. See, when you when and this is why I love esoteric things, because people who are hungry for transformation don't need no convincing. When you want it, you've been looking for it everywhere. I don't need to close somebody hungry. And this is when you say, glad you asked, have you tried my 6-day journal? I didn't have it. No worry. Give me your email address. I'll send it to you. Let me show you Victoria real quick, and then we'll then I'll wrap this up. I'll wrap this up, Arshia.
I just want you to know I was with you though. Okay.
Let me show y'all this, and then I want you. I didn't even want to say that. This was just
I just want to talk to you today about being an extravagant giver. You know, when you of giving, you live the best possible life there is. Now, sometimes we think, well, I can't give all the time. If I give all the time, I won't have anything left. Or we think, if someone asks me for something that I don't have, how do you expect me to give? But can I tell you this today? That there is never a time that you are empty-handed. You always have something to give. In the book of Acts, Peter and Paul were walking to the temple to worship God. It was a time of day where everyone came to worship at the temple. I can just imagine the crowd and everybody trying to get into the temple so they could all get a good seat. Kind of like this morning, you know, you got out of your car, you were rushing here, you wanted to get your seat before someone took it. You were all busy. And so they came walking into the temple. They were passing the gates of the temple, and they passed a man who was sitting there begging. Now, the Bible talks about this man, and this man had been crippled from birth, and the people that took care of him placed him at the gate every single day. Obviously, it was a good place to sit for spare change because he was there every day. I'm sure if it wasn't a good place, they would have moved him somewhere else, right? So he was there that day begging, believing that he was going to get what he needed for that day, have enough money to take care of himself and the people who helped him. Well, this particular day when Peter and John were walking past the gate, he hollered out to them. And he said, hey, I need some money. He was begging from them. And I can see Peter and John, they're probably having a good time, a good day. It was a good day for them. And they kind of felt their pockets. Maybe they got their money bag and they realized, I don't have any money. And, you know, it would have been easy for them to say, well, buddy, you know what? I'll catch you next time. You know, I don't have any money right now, but I'll catch you next time. Have you ever done that? Someone asked you for something you didn't have? And you think, wow, well, okay, I'll admit it, I have. I was sitting at the light parked in my car at an intersection, and I was just sitting there minding my own business when this man, I saw him walking to all the cars, and he was begging for money. And so I reached into my purse and I started looking for some spare money. I didn't see any money, no change. I began to look in my console, no money at all. And I saw him getting closer and closer to me, and I felt bad because, you know, you always want to give something to him. I didn't want to deny the man. So I grabbed my phone and I started talking on it. I was like, yeah, yeah, you know. And so when he passed my car, he didn't even know I saw him. I didn't have what he was asking for. So I just ignored it. You see, I am so glad that day that Peter and John, because they didn't have money, they didn't ignore the man. See, Peter realized, I always have something to give as long as I have the power of the Most High living in me. He looked straight at that guy and he said, hey, buddy, silver and gold I don't have, but I do have something, and his name is Jesus. And he reached out his hand, and he said, get on up and walk, buddy. You're healed in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that that guy jumped up, and there was a miracle that everyone saw that day. He began jumping and leaping and praising God. Listen, Peter realized he was never empty-handed.
You may not have exactly what someone is asking you for, but do you have a hand to pick up your neighbor? Do you have an encouraging word to put someone on their feet? You know what I learned that day that I grabbed my phone, tried to ignore the fact that I didn't have what that man needed? I realized I do. I do have something. I have the name of Jesus. And next time I run in that situation, I'm praying, God, thank you that you'll give that man supernatural opportunity, that Father, he'll understand his value and his worth. God, I thank you that you're doing things he could never, ever, ever expect that only you can do, Father. Bless him today, Father. Enrich his life. You see, I have a prayer, and that prayer is powerful when you give it in love. When you put it in the hands of Jesus, it has a ripple effect. It makes a difference on this earth. You see, that's extravagant giving. That's a person who knows that they're not lacking anything because they serve the creator of the world. I may not have exactly what you need today, but I have something better. I have a prayer. I have a hand. I have a word. I have something I can do for you. Maybe it's just your time. Sometimes time can be more valuable than money. Hey, does your sister just need an encouraging word? Does she need you to just sit down for 5 minutes and help her out with a situation that she's going through? Maybe she needs you to nod and say, yes, you can do it. What is it that someone needs today? You have it because you are never empty-handed. A lot of times, we don't have enough financially. If you do have enough financially, praise God, give it. God always gives back. But sometimes we don't have enough to solve someone's problem. We don't have enough to get them out of the situation. There was a young boy in the Bible. He packed his sack lunch one morning. He decided he was going to go see Jesus. He put 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish in it. He thought, this should take care of me at least for the afternoon when I get hungry. I had a good breakfast, but it'll take care of me this afternoon. So he was standing in the crowd watching Jesus. And all of a sudden, he got a tap on the shoulder. And this disciple came up to him and said, hey, young man, can I have your lunch? I see you got a lunch there. He said, I got to feed all these people. And I'm sure the boy was like, I'm sorry, but this is not enough to feed all the people. Can you imagine him scratching his head thinking, where'd this guy come from? You know, but the boy gave it anyway. The boy said, maybe I don't have enough, but let me just see what would happen. And that day, the disciples took that lunch and put it in the hands of Jesus. That little bit wasn't enough, but in the hands of Jesus, it fed 5,000 people that day. You may not have enough to meet the entire need. You may not have enough to solve the problem, but can you share your lunch? Can you give a little? Can you do what it takes to help a friend? Listen, we need to have this abundant mentality, because I believe when we put our little, no matter what it is it a smile? Are you holding a door for a stranger when you walk through the door first? Are you just letting your light shine? I believe when we begin to put our little in the hands of Jesus, that's when we're going to see miracles. That's where we're going to see the blind see, the cripple walk, the lame jump. We're going to see relationships mended. We're going to see the ripple effect of what we have given to Jesus effective on this entire earth. You know, when we give, no matter what it is, how great or how small, that giving serves and helps others. But do you know really what that giving does? It powerfully transforms the giver. Do you want to transform life? Do you want to live at your highest level? Do you want to see God do things not only in your own life, but in the lives around you? Be that extravagant giver. Have that mentality of, I'm never empty-handed. I've always got something to offer. And watch God take your little and make it into a lot. Make it into much.
Thanks for watching this message. I hope.
All right, Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. That's beautiful. That's my baby. I love her. I love you. She's awesome.
Yes, that's a giving talk. That's a giving talk. Let me address everybody now. I play in an hour or two, I'll be playing a Hindi video.
So wait, I can answer that question then, because I believe that my whole entire spirit is a giving, is a giving thought.
I'm sure anybody. It is. I'm sure it is.
Whether I'm on stage or in the store, and you know what I mean, in traffic, whatever. I believe that if it was that, if that's what that is,
that's well, yeah. There's a structure though. There's a structure, right. And I will share that structure with you through Deanna or Grace or whatever. But without a doubt. But no, you're one of the biggest givers in ATS, so I have no doubt about what you're saying right now, for sure. No doubt about that. Let me wrap this up for everybody. The idea here is Adrian's book should lead consistently into a giving talk. And this giving talk, not if you're from a place where I'm from, that talk is a lot different, ain't it, Grace? The talk is a lot different because we typically out of our vocabulary reflect our mindsets. See, there I go again. And we start saying things like, will a man rob God?
Right.
I bet all of us can finish this joint, can't we? You understand. I'm not anything wrong with that. Just out of our mindsets come our vocabulary. And I'll help you not. Let me help you not feel bad for not having. I don't know how you see it any other way. You can call it manipulation if you want to. I mean, that's your prerogative. But let me help you not feel bad. Please don't when the offering plate come around, don't. Just hold that door open for somebody on the way out. Your time is coming.
Can you go to the Baptist church and tell these people this?
Of our vocabularies mirror our mindsets. And all I'm trying to do is tell Adrian that your book, I'm charged to do her book cover. And she would have had a Tuesday, but I had a doctor's appointment. And then I talked to Anthony yesterday. He had a good vision, a good energy about it. I just don't feel like Adrian is waiting on a book cover. I like to share the light. And I believe everything came up to this moment to where Adrian now should understand that any weight she has had, whatever, I have no agenda but the light. And anything that you have been waiting for was for the conversation for you to know this book isn't just a breakthrough for somebody. This book is permission for people not to feel bad about their situation.
Come on, bro. Because you could be sitting in shit, but you all right.
And you all right.
Do you understand? Come on, bro.
And there's, who you else is going to tell him that but you, Adrian?
Well, and you hear me.
Yeah. And every time
I'm glad you hear me. Right? Yeah. That's it, though. Because we're not always going to be at the top.
That's right.
We're not always going to be at the bottom. But trust me, when you die, ain't nobody caring about none of this stuff that you got. They don't give a damn about the car. They can't bury you in your car. So every great thing that you have can't even make it in the damn building.
Yeah.
It got to be bigger than that.
Yeah.
It got to be bigger than that. And we can have it right now.
Yeah.
We ain't gotta wait for it. We can have it right now. Right. And our babies definitely need to see us doing it so that it becomes that example. But go ahead. Do you think?
I am done. I've saved you for last on purpose, right? No, when the microphone cuts off, your book should be the conduit between allowing people to feel comfortable and just gracious in their situations, not sad, no, not adjusting to poverty, but not making excuses and hiding within it. Go ahead, Phil.
And being outright just wrong because you think that one thing is this and it's really not. And we have formulated that opinion that is now like changed into all of these other things. And it's just a normal raising of our children. And it's really, it gets scary to sit and watch it. Like I'm y'all know I'm in Philly. So I don't know if y'all hear Philly news, but we've been like, our kids are dying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like 14, 15. We just had a two-year-old shot the four-year-old. Like what? You understand? And you still got to be able to live and know that God is in control. How do you do that? Yeah. You know, and it's a lot of peeling that got to go, but I'm definitely up for the charge.
No, that's good. No, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That's how it's coming to you. And I would send you the necessary tools to do what we talked about. You'll get them all at the same time. I promise you. Go ahead, Phil.
This is under the umbrella of achievement and things that people that achieve things. Starting today at 11 o'clock could be the potential of one of the most amazing achievements in history in terms of sports, whether Tiger Woods is able to win the Masters. I mean, here's a man of color who went into, there's not a sport more white than golf. I mean, that is the ultimate white sport is golf. You mean, it is like white. And here's a man of color who took that sport and elevated it to where everybody enjoyed it. I mean, everybody's making more money because of Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt about it. He's affected everybody around him. 14 months ago, he got into a car wreck that he almost lost his foot.
Yep.
He almost had to amputate his foot. And now he's teeing off this morning at 11 o'clock at the Masters, which he's got five jackets. And he's going for his six. So even if you don't pay attention to these kind of things, this might be something you might want to keep an eye on these next 4 days to see if something extraordinary is going to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we look forward to seeing him in the red on Sunday. No, absolutely. I think 3 days ago, he said in the media, maybe it was 4 days ago, he'll be a game time decision, tea time decision. And that I've been following that. You know, we're in history. Tom Brady, Tiger Woods, LeBron James. And we just need to just appreciate what's happening. There's some athletes doing some serious things that just make no sense. Yeah, we never would. Yes, ma'am.
Once when we were at the Memorial Tournament and it was the end of the day, the golfers had played all day and we followed them all around. And then we were back up at the clubhouse and we were walking by the putting green and there was Tiger. Mm. I mean, he'd been playing all day. It's the end of the day. Everybody was going home, partying, doing whatever. And there he is putting. And so we started talking to him and he said, "Hey, I got to do this. I got to keep sharpening up for tomorrow." That's what he told us. And we were asking him why he was there doing that after a full day of golf. And so that is a lesson right there.
Right there.
Yeah. And he was just so nice too.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. No doubt about it. That is, I've never had the pleasure of meeting him, but I never paid attention to golf ever until he started playing. So I am exactly what Phil said. I am a living witness to what Phil said. All of a sudden, I was like, this golf thing isn't too bad. Close as I got to golf was Adam Sandler's movie.
Not Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. he made golf cool for the world. But not just cool, it was just, he made me want, not just like millions of me's want to understand golf. And once you understand something, you like it, right? You know, once you, at least you don't, you no longer hate it, at least, you know what I'm saying? And once I understood what an eagle was and a birdie and stuff and what par means and under par means, the game is pretty good. I can see the expertise in it. Go ahead, Phil.
And the roots where that all came from, his father was a Green Beret.
Wow. Now that I didn't know. That I didn't know. So there you go. And yeah, we're living in a good time. His son, well, I'll let y'all see that they had a good tournament, the team's tournament not too long ago. And fantastic. I'm only following now because of Tiger. Only following now because of Tiger. So there you go. And because of that, I know the other players, the Jack Nicklauses and all that stuff like that, because of, you know, when you're in something, when you get exposed to something, you tend to learn something else. May we all have that impact on our industries. May we all. So I want to conclude with everything I tried to do today was on behalf of others. I tried to keep it in accordance to the thing. Again, I have to be responsible of how we move here, because if I let us just move Kim to take your $5.47, your $19.99, we're not a company. Well, I guess we are a company, but we're not us. You know, it's something different, and I have to make sure that we're giving these people a chance. So, Grace, you have a moral responsibility now to contact Margie. You understand? You,
yes, sir.
Immediately, like, don't make her wait. Her breakthrough. Well, I don't say it's a breakthrough, but don't make people wait. You know, this is a perfect way to end. My dad. I don't know if y'all know. My dad's in prison. His birthday is May 1st, so I've got a visit with him on May 1st, and he's up for parole. We're trying to give him parole. And that's a process in itself. He's a wise man, and he's extremely intuitive, and he gets on my nerves because he's extremely intuitive. He does. Yeah, he really does. And he does. And he'll sit there and be like, well, you know, what about this? And I'm like, ah, there he go.
So he gets on your nerves because he's you. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, stuff like that. And we have good conversation, very good conversation. And Tempest, me, Tempest, and Deanna just sent us some money and some food and stuff like yesterday. But he said something to me I'll never forget, Kim, and this is a perfect way to end. And this is to Tiger Woods and his greatness, and it's to our she and her greatness. He said he was having a problem around, you know, the unit. And one guy was mad at him. And it's 3 weeks and talk. And he's trying to reach out, but he kept avoiding them. And they finally met back up in Bible study, you know, And the guy told him, Kim, they call him, I don't know what they call him. I think they call him Rev, actually. Rev, I wasn't even mad at you. I stopped being mad at you weeks ago. And he told me something. His was his response to the guy. He said, well, you should have told me weeks ago. If you're going to forgive me, you need to include me in your forgiveness. That's where I get it from. Because I've been walking around 3 weeks, uncomfortable, in pain. My mood has been altered because you forgave me 3 weeks ago without including me. And I'm just grateful that we were included in the greatness of Tiger Woods. We are included in the greatness of the humor consultants. And when you are doing something, whatever that something is, you understand? Your job is to be humble enough to include people within it. And so today, as we end, I want to make sure this company includes the advancement of others. And if you don't get that, I don't know what to tell you. There's nothing else I can say about that. But if we're going to do well, then Margie should be included in it. If we're going to try to do well, then the human consultant should be included in it. Arshia, Stradivari, Tatiana, Sandra. And if you have not been included, then I tell you what old folk been saying before they was old folk. Wait your turn. Your time is coming. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't play better. You can't dominate. Go ahead, you say I got a question.
Prophet Jerry asks if you have done any more meditations.
I will do one today specifically for you, sir. Yes, got you. Today is, you want it on YouTube? Yes, sir. I sure will. I would do it on YouTube. I won't just do it today. As soon as this meeting is over, I will go right into meditation just for you and have it uploaded before we do the class. You have my word, because today is a beautiful, beautiful day for us to be one. This is what we're talking about today. You can thank Law, all of you, soulmates, twin flames, and the witching hour. You can thank Law for that. All of you are welcome. God bless you. He had the questions.
Thanks, Law.
You got questions. And of course, we've got the answers. Thank all of you. Love you.
Love you more.
Love you more. All right,
everybody.
Love you more.
And thank God for filling Susan for creating the love you culture around here. All right, everybody. Y'all have a great one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.